last week, the information that we received was that civil society has been excluded from the second or stakeholders conference. But we had a marathon of meetings with the political leaders trying to lobby them on the matter. And fortunately, their response has been positive. The political parties wanted to follow the similar approach, the one that they followed during the All Stakeholders Conference, that is inviting civil society under political party banners. But then we had to reject that and to reiterate that we are non-partisan and that the constitution-making process should not solely be driven by political parties. So I think the political parties were just trying to be very arrogant. However, that is now water under the bridge because we have managed to knock sense in their heads, and we commend them for their positive U-turn because it's not only good for civil society but for the nation.
Some critics are saying that this whole platform is useless, invited or not invited. They say what meaningful discussions are going to take place in such a forum.
I don't know what they mean by meaningful discussion, but our understanding is that what we have is that draft constitution by COPAC. And at this stage, there are people who can still make comments and recommendations to COPAC. And these comments and recommendations are going to be incorporated, and we hope they are going to be able to inform the next process.